You know it's a Wednesday when we have Who's That Girl playing, because it's about our amazing Woman Crush Wednesdays. We talk to trailblazers, women who are doing amazing things in different industries. And of course, today is no different. Today we're sitting down with Cindy Norcott, award-winning entrepreneur, international keynote speaker, best-selling author, and a powerhouse behind the Robin Hood Foundation. Now, Cindy has just released a new book. It's called Weight of Hope. It's a practical guide with real lessons for anyone wanting to run or improve a charity, which is so beautiful. Cindy is a leader, she's a mentor, she's a giver, and she's a woman who has not taken a cent from the foundation that she's built, which is incredible. Cindy Norcott is the definition of purpose, impact, and of course, excellence. And today she is our Woman Crush Wednesday. Welcome, Cindy.
Good morning, Carol. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, it's so awesome to have you back in studio. And this time we're into book three, Weight of Hope. I'm looking at the actual book. The cover it catches your eye, right? It's got the weight of hope. You've got a lady with literally carrying Robin Hood Foundation on her head, and she's carrying a big bag on her shoulder. And it resembles a lot of what we see in South Africa, you know, the burden of life, the burden of poverty, the burden of not having. And it just speaks to that. So for someone who doesn't know what the Robin Hood Foundation is, can you unpack it for us?
Yes, Carol. It's a nonprofit that I started 20 years ago. Mm. And basically, we called it the Robin Hood Foundation. It's kind of like an irreverent nod to the old Robin Hood legend.
Right. And
it's really about taking from those who have excess and giving to those in need. So a lot of what we do is random acts of kindness. We do about 180 projects a year.
Wow.
We've built 4 creches. We've hosted free entrepreneurial conferences.
Wow.
And that picture that I painted on the cover of the book.
Oh, you painted this?
I painted it, yes.
Wow.
And that, to me, epitomizes what we do. We often go into poor communities and we hand out goggle bags to the old grannies in the community who are looking after their children and grandchildren. And these bags, I think, signify hope, and they signify a blessing project, really, for people in need.
That's incredible. And what made you start this project?
When I start, what happened is my little girl, my second daughter, was 6 weeks old, and I was, it was the middle of the night, and I was changing her, and she had outgrown her newborn baby grow, which she had worn 3 times. And I just happened to look in her cupboard and I found out she had 84 baby grows for one girl and one little baby. And I realized I could help 10 moms with what I had. And I contacted a friend the next day and I said, why don't we start something? Let's call it Love the Babies and take from all our friends who are privileged, who have excess, and then make up these bags. And that's how it started. And then the goggle bag started. And then all the other projects, like right now we are doing Bless a Granny. We go into old age homes and we give 3,500 grannies and grandpas their Christmas wishes.
Oh.
So it's a lot of fun, a lot of purposeful work, and a lot of giving and joy.
That sounds like giving and joy at its best. And now this book is literally to help someone who wants to give like you but has no idea how to start a charity or a foundation. Walk us through what's inside here.
Carol, I wrote this book and I also, what I did before writing it was I interviewed 20 people who either are founders of charities or who work in charities.
Mm.
When I started, I didn't have a mentor or a role model or a guidebook.
Right.
So when I decided to hand over the reins, you know, it's our 20th anniversary, it's a big milestone, and I thought, what could I do that would make a difference? Mm. So for every book sold, 50 Rand goes back to the Robin Hood Foundation. So it's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving. But more importantly, I think the book is a roadmap and a guidebook that I wish I had when I started.
Right.
So it's one of the big problems in running an NPO is money, fundraising,
yes,
all the time.
Right.
So there's a huge chapter on fundraising, things that work, things that don't work. And there's a big chapter on all the lessons I've learned from being in the nonprofit space. So what I'm hoping is that somebody who maybe wants to start a charity or start giving in a more meaningful way would read this and avoid the mistakes that people like myself and other founders, the mistakes we made the hard way.
Yes.
So, and I'm hoping it's a call to action.
Yes.
It's also a lot of personal stories that I've, you know, things that I've experienced, and there's quite a bit of information about our projects as well, which I hope will inspire other people, because a lot of people will say, I would love to make a difference, but I don't know what to do.
Right.
So because we've got such a wide range of of projects that make a difference. I'm hoping it might inspire someone to say, oh, I'd like to do something like that, because the world doesn't need one Robin Hood Foundation. It needs a lot more impactful NPOs, a lot more organizations that are actually making a difference on the ground.
Oh, I love it. Cindy, we're going to chat more with you. You have a recruitment agency that's been going for like 35 years. You're a keynote speaker, motivational speaker, and you're doing this amazing work. We're going to delve into a little bit of the other work you do. And then also I want you to get into one of the biggest challenges that you faced in your life and how you navigated that. And then, of course, we always end our interviews with advice for women. So we're going to grab all of that knowledge after the break. Coast Radio. Today, Time Queen Carol Ofori, if you're just joining us, welcome, welcome. You've missed half of my conversation with the amazing Cindy Norcott. We've been getting to know her. She's got a brand new book out. It's called The Weight of Hope, and it walks you through starting a charity or foundation. All the things she wished she had known, she's put it all in a book for us today. She's also got a long history, 35 years in the recruitment agency world, and having had the Robin Hood Foundation for 20 years, she's now sitting back and saying, let me leave you with all the knowledge. Let's get to know more about Cindy Norcott. We've been having a really delicious chat off air, Cindy, just about the work you've been doing. And we know about the Robin Hood Foundation, which you've now, you say 20 years, you've done it. You've written the book as a starter manual for anyone who wants to start, and you've handed over the reins. I asked you about the challenge, the biggest challenge you faced in your career. And we chatted briefly, but I think you can unpack it for us now.
Carol, it wasn't one particular challenge that was, you know, earth-shattering, but I think as somebody who wears many, many hats every single day and is constantly moving from one thing to the other, you know, as a motivational speaker, mom, wife, author, business coach, business owner, charity head, I think my biggest challenge has been always just managing time, managing energy, and dealing with the anxiety that comes from constantly feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So I'm sure many women can relate. I think I know so many women who do too much and wear too many hats at once. So I think for me, that constant feeling that I'm giving everything partial attention and that I need to rush to the next thing that needs my attention,
right,
I think has been an ongoing challenge in my career.
Right, right. And as we get into that, your advice, I mean, like you say, you wear so many hats, and many women wear many hats. We don't just play one role of just being a woman. You're a wife, you're a sister, you are always wearing hats. What is your advice for someone who is feeling that anxiety?
I think one of the things I would say is, wherever you are, be there. Because so often we are somewhere, but we our head or heart is somewhere else. So I think that guilt that comes with, I should be somewhere else. So I think embracing wherever you are. Yeah. I think learning to say no definitively to things that aren't mission critical and without guilt.
Yeah.
I think that's an important thing as well. And to also drop your standards. I think sometimes we want everything to be absolutely perfect. And sometimes when you've got a lot to do, you've got to actually, you know, there's a saying, getmo, good enough to move on.
Yeah.
So I think to not be so hard on yourself, you know, I think sometimes you go, it wasn't perfect. Well, was it done? Yes, it was done. Mm. And I think that has helped me.
Yes, yes. I love that. I actually love that so much. Now, let's quickly touch on Pro Talent, your agency you've had for 35 years.
Yes.
What's the secret to lasting that long in business? That's incredible.
It's definitely the team. You know, I think we're all quite passionate. The work we do changes lives. You know, we're not just placing someone in a company. We are changing their life. So when we make a placement, we ring the bell, we clap, and it's purposeful work. So I think when you do work that has purpose, it does inspire you. And I have an awesome team of staff. So they you know, whenever I'm at the office, you know, you can see that they are excited about the work they do and take pride in what they do and care. So our slogan is a heart for people. So we try and show that with every person we interact with.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I'm sure there are people who are salivating because they want to get a copy of the new book, The Weight of Hope, or even the other previous books, How Does She Do It? Also, How to Be Unstoppable. Three books you've written, the latest one being a body of work of how to do charity and do it properly. Where do we find you? How do we get our hands on the book?
I think people can go to my website, www.cindynorcott.co.za, or they can email reception at proappoint.co.za. And that's spelled proappoint.co.za.
I absolutely love it. And I'll give you the floor to wrap it up. Just words of encouragement to everyone listening.
It is Woman Crush Wednesday. So I think my message to the woman is to practice self-care. It's a busy time of the year. The ladies I'm speaking to all say they're shattered, they're overwhelmed, they can't wait for the end of the year.
Yeah.
So my encouragement to women is always to fill your cup. You know, every day do something for you. Mm. We often spend so much time doing everything for others. Yeah. So I think find some time, find moments for yourself.
Find moments for yourself. The words of Cindy Norcott. The new book is out, The Weight of Hope. Every book you buy, $50 goes back to the Robin Hood Foundation, which is doing incredible, incredible work. You can find her, cindynorcott.co.za. Thank you so, so much for coming and blessing us with the book and, of course, all the knowledge. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. It's been wonderful.